Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let's all stand if you will. Glad to be gathered this morning in His precious name. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, one more opportunity, Lord, to gather. Lord, it is in our hearts, Lord, to praise You, worship You for what You've done for us. Lord, that is our life. That is our all. Lord, You are our everything this morning, Lord. Lord, we just love and appreciate You, Lord, and we ask You to have Your way in this service. Everything be said and done for Your glory, Your honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray these things. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Page 398 in our only belief.
He paid a debt He did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song.
Page 82, same book.
Amen.
Amen. You got the wrong book. I'm sorry, that's the capstone book. 82 in the capstone. Amen.
I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on is closed.
He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. Amen. That is a sweet voice. Amen. Page 15, same book. Who am I? Amen. When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly, such as I, to suffer shame and suffer.
myself this question, who am I? Amen. Oh, who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will but thine, Lord? The he go for, who am I? When he tells me in his word, I'll leave you never. Just stay true. I could have done to deserve God's only Son. He fights my battles until they're won. Who am I? Oh, the answer I may never know, how he ever loved me so, but to an old rugged cross he go for, who am I? Oh, oh, who am I that he would pray, not thy will but thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, how he ever loved me so, but to cross he go for, who am I?
Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We love and appreciate you. We lift your holy name up this morning, Lord. Lord, with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord, for what you've done for us. Lord, we just love and appreciate you. Hallelujah. Amen. So does it. Amen. Hallelujah, Phil. Amen. For what he's done for you. Amen. Who am I to deserve such love? Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Brother Amos, would you take up the offering? Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, so often we feel unworthy, Lord, of all you've done for us, Lord, for the price you paid. But Lord, it's by thy grace and mercy.
Amen.
We're so thankful, Lord, for all you have done for us. Lord, we thank you once more for this opportunity you've granted to us to be here this morning, Lord, to gather around your precious word. Lord, we ask that our hearts and minds will be open to receive the portion you have for us this morning. Lord, we pray for revelation, Lord, more than anything else. Lord, as we come to this portion, once more we ask that you'll bless this offering, Lord, may it be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom.
Yes.
We ask it in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I love him, for he is mine. Amen. I love him, for he is mine. I love him, for he is divine. Afflicted still, God will be with them. Any unspoken requests this morning, amen. All your brothers and sisters in Christ, always hold them up before God in prayer. Always, amen. Keep them in your mind. Any way you can help them, we just love each other. This is all we have. We love each other with all our heart, as Christ loved the church. Amen. Brother Jim, would you like to take the request this morning?
Heavenly Father, we come before you because that's what we've been called.
Yes.
Lord, to bring our prayer request to you.
Amen.
Knowing, Lord, that we are a needy people. And so we come to you, the God that said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth all of thy infirmities.
Amen.
So, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we ask you to be with every unspoken request. We ask you, Father, to be with those that have been spoken. And we ask you, if you would, Lord, to move upon each request. Because we search for your
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Anybody got a song that's special this morning? You like to sing? Anybody at all? Anybody got a song in their heart? Let's all stand, if you will, and ask our pastor to come and deliver what the Lord's laid on his heart. Sing out a little chorus, Sweep Over My Soul. Amen. Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. I
sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while your feet, sweet Spirit, sweep over. over my soul. Amen. You glad to be here this morning? I'm glad to see everyone. Amen. So good. Such a privilege to be here today. By God's mercy and His grace. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, again we truly are so thankful to be gathered in this little building, Lord, and again to feel the sweetness of Your Holy Spirit. And we've come here again this morning asking You to give us something from Your Word, Lord, that would draw us closer to You, and Lord, that You could have a greater preeminence in our lives. Father, when every passerby is walking past us, Lord, they will see Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. They will see You, Lord, Your precious Word in action. Oh, Father, that's what we're here for now, to find our short places. Father, we could mend them by Your Holy Spirit and make everything the way You want it to be. So bless us, Lord, now, and we each want to commit ourselves unto Thee. Lord, You would get the glory and the praise and honor in our lives. In Your holy name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank You, Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we're finally back in the house of the Lord. Amen. Such a wonderful, wonderful event for me anyway. Amen. I love being in the house of the Lord and listening to the Word and worshiping, being in the Spirit. Amen. All right, let's turn our Bibles to the book of Psalms. In the 90th chapter, Psalms 90, and we're just going to read the 10th through the 12th verse. Amen. We'll read it, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Now, this will be like, it may seem like one of the most strange messages, you know, and maybe something you maybe never thought much about, but according to Scripture and things the prophet said, it should be thought about. Amen. But I want everything to be pleasing to God. Amen in my life. And I know you do too. So let's read the 10th verse of Psalms 90. The days of our years are 70, which is 70. And if by reason of strength they be 80, which is 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. We know the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. May God bless thee in His word, and you may be seated. Amen. The Lord laid this on my heart to bring, and I thought we'd just speak on a little bit. And we'll just call the title of it, if you want a title, Teach Us to Number Our Days. And, you know, it may not seem like a very important thing and maybe not a subject we like to hear. But yet, you know, when I get done with this, I think you'll understand, I believe, what the Lord wants us to keep in mind, you know. Oftentimes we, especially when we're strong and healthy, you know, some of us went through some sickness and different things going on. But you don't realize sometimes how fragile our life is until something like that strikes. Or unless we have a heart attack or stroke or a sudden aneurysm or anything like that. But we see how quickly our life can be taken. And there isn't a one of us sitting here that is promised to be in the rapture. No. The Lord may come and take us another way, you see. It's not in God's word to say, everybody sitting here is going to go in the rapture, that's your way out. No. But sometimes maybe we begin to think in ways that, you know, especially when we're strong and healthy, in regards to what our age is. You can take it from the littlest fella and up to the oldest. You may think, you know, especially if we're healthy and strong, we may think, I'm going to live forever. And we may begin to have actions that we think we're going to live forever, you as far as this flesh, okay? So, but God has set it up in a way. We know in this flesh we are not going to live forever. You know, say, well, I know this. I know I can't live forever. But sometimes we begin to act like we are, you know? You take a sudden event that would take place. You know, here we all sitting here now this morning. And we may jump in the car to go home. And wife may have a little fuss, maybe at the husband, because maybe a little something she didn't quite like. And she has a little fuss, you know. And begins to express her attitude, maybe, and begins to turn into a wrong attitude. And then maybe the husband ain't just where he should be with understanding. And maybe he'll get a little riled up. So we jump in the car and we go home. And something begins to take place, you know, between the two. And maybe the children begin to fuss. Oh, my, maybe then we begin to really get agitated at the children. And maybe say some things that shouldn't be said. Or maybe handle some things in a way it shouldn't be handled, you know. But then in just 1 minute's time, the old wheels can be turning on the automobile and the motor engine's running and hands on the steering wheel. And in 1 minute's time, somebody can pull out in front of you. And it'll be all over with. Instant death in this flesh. Yes, sometimes the decisions we make in life, we almost think we're going to live forever. Just our attitudes in general. Are we really in tune with the appearing of the Lord? Are we really in tune with, I may not be here tomorrow? Am I in tune with that? Well, no, Brother Steve, I'm looking for the rapture. No, I'm going to live till the rapture. You don't know that. We may sit here and I could maybe ask you a question. All right. Does everybody know what they're going to do tomorrow? You may have your plans. Well, sure, I'm going to get out of bed and I'm going to go to work. You know, wife may be thinking, I'm going to shampoo the carpet while my honey's at work. You know, you might have things that you think you're going to do tomorrow. It may never happen. You see, we have no way positively knowing in the flesh we will live even past today. But again, how do we think of this in our life? What's our attitude toward it, you know? You know, every word is important. Amen. Every word. And oftentimes, if the Holy Spirit doesn't bring it to our attention, it's just a word. You know, like so many times it has been in life. But I'm trusting that this word will also be important to us. As we know, we're getting ready for a rapture. And trusting the Lord Jesus will come anytime and very soon. But we do not know the day or the hour. We do not. And just because we sit here today, and some of us may be old, and some may be old and in really good, strong health, and I may be young sitting here, really strong and healthy. But you know as well as I do, there is young, middle-aged, infants, old, die every day. Amen. And they have no clue that they was going to. Not even a hint that they was going to. You see? And I wonder if that's the way we kind of think. Tomorrow I'm going to do this. Next week I get this planned. I'm going to do this. But is there something still in with understanding that, Lord, maybe I won't be here tomorrow? You see? So let's just let the word in the scripture explain itself, okay? But I believe it's something we ought to think about, and maybe our attitude would be a little different sometimes with different things in life, you see? All right? So he says, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Yeah. And only wisdom I could even think of that would be a wisdom I'd want to know is God's wisdom. You know, not a man's carnal way of wisdom, thinking things out, but godly wisdom. The way God would want things done and handled. How he would want us to think. Remember, regardless what people think, Apostle Paul said it plainly, we have the mind of Christ. You see, mind of the Word. Like I say, now through a carnal way of thinking, we can get off of that word many times and think things in a way that maybe it ain't the way God wants it to be, but we're thinking it is the way God wants it. Just because we don't get in the Spirit and don't get in the Word and see what God's great plan is, you see. So, again, just keep that in mind. And I want to go through these things, and I want you to listen. Now, in Job 14, and it's up to you if you want to turn with me, but I'll give you the scriptures. Job 14, and let's read here, begin the first verse. And this may think, well, this sounds like a funeral service. No, it's not a funeral service. But oftentimes some of these things are read in funeral services. But still, there's something we must realize. Amen. Amen. Job 14, and this begins at the first verse. Man that is born of a woman is of a few days. Now think of that. Now, Brother Branham made the statement when he was talking about that 70 years. A lot of 70 years. He said that's about 3 or 4 minutes in God's time. Because 1,000 years is but one day with God. And God, you see. So that's about 3 or 4 minutes. So regardless how long we live, if we live to be 100, that is so short of a time. And really, and I'm sure you older ones will agree with me, and I'm not as old as some that's in here. But I realize the older I get, and I look back, I think how fast that time has went. You sit there and wonder, where did it go to? You know, how did it happen so quickly? No, and then the older you get, it seems to go faster. It's a, you know, folk tell you, they tell you the older you get, the faster time goes. But really, it seems to be the truth, you know. But I think what a lot of it is, because when you're young, you know, and you're a teenager, you're looking forward to do this. You can't wait to get your license. You can't wait to get married. You can't wait to get a job. You can't wait to do this. You can't wait to do that. But when you get older, you're living one day at a time, you see. And those days go quickly by. And you wonder, how could this day be gone already, you know? But I want you to think of something here, as Job said. Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And regardless how great any of us are, or how important we may think we are, or even truly how important maybe some is and has gone on before us, still those days that they lived went so quickly. And as the years go by, unless it's someone God has placed, like the prophet, something God has placed special in people's lives to give them his leadership, his guidance. The normal grandpa, grandma, the normal brother, sister, the aunt and uncle, friend, as the years go by, 50, 60 years, and generation passes away, next generation passed away, they're all forgotten. They're just a name on the tombstone. That's all they are. They're nothing then. Another generation passes on. Oh, that was my great, great uncle. Oh, I passed away. They told me about him, you know. But really, there's nothing really a relationship there. You see? It's just another body that has been shed, dropped into the ground, and a memorial put up of who it was. And nobody living present to really even know that person. You see? Isn't that strange? But that's just the way it is. You know? And yet the individual living at that time may have thought they were so important. They might have been a hothead. It might have been somebody that was just always disgruntled. It might have been somebody that was just ready to kill somebody constantly. But now they're gone. They've had their dislikes, had people they hated, the people they couldn't stand to be around. But now they're gone. You know. But what are we now? And what are we looking forward to? And what do we want to see in our life now? Because life, there's this one thing, as I'll read here in a minute. The prophet said one thing about it. Life is fragile. And death is positive. Yeah. If you don't go in the rapture. Everyone else said in here. You see? You say, well, I'm young and I'll be in that rapture because it couldn't be very much longer. You don't know if you'll leave here today and get cleaned out by an automobile. You don't know if you'll leave here today and have a brain aneurysm. You don't know that. So I know. Prove it to me. Prove to me you know you'll live tomorrow. You can't, can you? Then nobody sitting here can prove you'll live tomorrow. I don't care how healthy you may think you are. You may have something going on the inside you know nothing about. I'm saying these things for a reason. Sometimes we just got to face reality to get the attitude right. You know? And God's got a purpose for this. He sure does. So he says, he cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one and bringest me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined. The number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. In other words, God knows what day your life will end on earth. It's already appointed, and it cannot, you cannot do anything to change it. No. Nothing. Well, I'm going to eat healthy and I'm going to live a long time. Still, you don't know you're going to live a long time. God have made that time set, then I don't care what you do, it's going to be over with. But now I want to live as healthy as I can possibly can so I can serve God right. And have a healthy body that God can express through. But the thing is, I don't know if I'll live tomorrow. We don't know tomorrow if one of you precious brothers or sisters will be burying you. Or you may bury me. You see? But the most important thing is to be right with God, regardless of what time that may be. But again, we are not promised to live tomorrow. Prove it in the Word. It ain't there. No, sir. It is not promised for you to live tomorrow. I don't care how old you are, what your standing is, show me. It is not there. No. Our day may be called tomorrow. It may be called today. But what am I doing now that people see? You know, you hear a lot of ministers in the funeral procession, you know, over the years, they said, I can't say much about this individual. They've done lived their testimony. They already lived what they were. I can't change it saying things. They already lived it. They already expressed it. But what is we as individuals going to do now? You see? So, again, what are we going to do as individuals now? Are we going to, have we got attitudes that I'm living forever? I might be 16 years old. I'm living forever. No. You can't prove that. Nope. Say, I'm healthy. There ain't a thing wrong with me. There's no heart attack, cancer in my family. No traits of that. You still have no promise you'll live tomorrow. I'm 90 years old and I'm healthy. So, it may end today. You see? I'll get something across. Okay? Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed, or in other words, accomplished in his bounds, or already prescribed a task, God has. He always knows where our task is going to end. Yeah. That cannot pass. Again, you ain't going to change it. Nope. My days may be numbered July 5th, 2019. I can't change it. Nope. It's going to happen. Yeah. Now, in some cases, we may do as that king did and get another 15 years. Don't you think God already knew that? Before the world was ever formed? That he was going to do that? If he didn't, he wasn't God. Because God knows all things. But again, I don't have assurance and you don't either. Do I see this in such a way that in reality, I want to be ready today? Because tomorrow may not be mine. Oh, we hear that, we say that. I want to be ready in this center, but there's nothing really understanding on the inside to really have that to really press for. It's just words come out of our mouth. But is it real? Is it real? I want my life to be right now. I want to do what God wants me to do now. I want to be pleasing now. I want every step of my walk in life to be Christ now. Tomorrow. Now. Let's go on. James 4:13-17. Go to now. It was James 4 chapter, if you want to turn. 13th, 17th verse. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Now, I brought this for a reason. Probably all you wonder, what's that little white thing up there? That's a diffuser. Essential oil diffuser. If you don't know what that is, got to hold the button. I remember Grace telling me that. I hope it'll make a little bit more in a minute. Are you able to see that now? Okay. Boy, I tell you, that can be messed up so easy, can't it? Now listen to what James is saying. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Again, do you think a scripture is put here for a reason? Amen. A lot of people just think that's a good scripture to fill in with. It's a good thing to think about. Oh, it's a wonderful little thing, but it's so important that people don't apply to their lives. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. Does anybody here know what's going to happen tomorrow? Come on now. There ain't no one. I don't care how smart you are, what you know. You have no clue what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know if you're going to lose a child. You don't know if your house is going to burn down. No. You don't know if you're going to lose your job. You don't know if Social Security is going to stop and there'll be no more checks after the last one you just got. You don't know that. No way you know that. But we live like I got my hand on tomorrow. I'm going to handle this situation. I know exactly what to do. You don't even know if you'll be here tomorrow. Amen. See? Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? Is your life. It is even a vapor. Look how quick that can be shut off. Do you see anything of it? But now you're still alive right now. But that can be messed up so easy. That can change so easy in seconds.
Amen.
In seconds, it can change. You see? Whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time. Well, brother, I'm going to live to be 100. That's still such a little time. That's about 5 or 6 minutes. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanish away. Vanish. Isn't that what's happening right there? Now you can see it there coming out, but as it goes down, vanishes, doesn't it? That's what our life is like. But our plans and our attitudes, and because we may think we're somebody, we think we may have this in life, we may have material things, and we have this, and we get to begin to think self-sufficient. You know, I'm this and I'm that, and I can do this, and tomorrow I'm going to go buy this, and tomorrow I'm going to go do this and this, and tomorrow I'm going to put my garden out into this, I'm going to wash my car, and that way never happen. But what is the attitude? How do we feel about this? That my life could end so quickly and just vanish away. All that we love our children, we express love to them, and the next day it won't be there. Mother and dad, or grandpa and grandma, they love their grandchildren. They pick them up and give them a big hug, and they tell them how much they love them, and they do things for them. And it could be done tomorrow and never do it again. We could come in here and pray, and we could sing, and we could listen to a message, and it may be the last message we ever hear. But we may have come in the door with an attitude, I'm going to listen to this message, and I'm going to listen to this message, and one day I'm going to finally get there, you know. What if you never hear another one? And it's required of thee what you heard thus far. Oh, which it will be one day. All required of you. All the things you've heard. Though my age may be young. You know, you take a young age, they're still their life is like a vapor. It might have just been 5 years old. 16. 25. 70. A little longer. 90. But it still vanished. Is that right? And guess what? You can't change it. God already has seen the day that is numbered. But how am I living today? How am I handling things of the cares of life? Am I so involved in cares of life it just, you'd think I'm going to live forever. You're not going to. Let's go on. For he says, for that ye ought to say, let's read that, that appears for a little time and then vanish away, for that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. I wonder if that's really an understanding we live by. If the Lord will, I shall do this. I shall do that, if the Lord will. Instead of walking around with an attitude, I'm going to do this tomorrow, I've got this plan next week, and I'm going here, and I'm going to handle this. Yes, we still want to make plans, you know, but still it should be approached with, if the Lord will. If it be His will. If He wants me to do this. You see? Instead of living with a strong, bold attitude, I'm doing this tomorrow. I've got this under my control. This is the way it's going to happen. No. may never live to see it happen. I hope you see something. Tell me I get done. Because so many times we live with such an attitude, we're going to live forever. When we're not. Not in this flesh. And we do not know the day or the hour the Lord is near. No. There's little cues and clues and things like that, but you still don't know the day or the hour. No. Nope. But now you rejoice in your boastings, which is empty, braggart talk, with pride, delight, arising from some actions or possessions or relationships. Rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil or it's wicked. Wow. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. What a way to end that. After talking about that. Think of that. Don't you think we should know to do this? And live with the spiritual attitude and a thought that I don't have tomorrow in control. If it's the Lord's will, I will do this. But we live in such a way that we've got everything under control. We don't. No. You may lose your wife tomorrow. You may lose your husband tomorrow and your life will turn into a complete spiral. The breadwinner will be gone. Then what are you going to do? You may lose one of your children tomorrow. But you're just living like everybody's going to live forever. God has blessed us so far. Amen. To live long, strong, healthy lives. Very few that has gone here has passed away. But still, we don't know when one of us is going to be gone tomorrow. Regardless of your age. Well, might be a little feller there. I don't drive, so I don't have to worry about that. Well, you ride with mother. But what if you're riding your bicycle and you flop over a log and you break your neck and you die? Did you know you was going to do that? If you did, you wouldn't have went over that log. But you don't know what tomorrow's going to happen. One of your older folks may be going, walking down and may fall down the steps. Break a hip, end up in the hospital, surgery don't go right, and gone within a week or two. Amen. You do not know that, you see. But the way we talk to people and boast to people, and we're so big and high-minded, you know, oh my, we just think we're King Tut, you know. When we don't realize our life could end so quickly, just like a vapor. We're here today, gone tomorrow. But because maybe we're healthy, and maybe we live in a good environment, and everything's just right, we think, I got the life by the tail. But nobody here does. No. In testimony of a true witness, the prophet speaking here, paragraph 70, he says, now I think that being that we see out from our congregation that life is so fragile and death is so positive, we need to come to a place that we are positive, sure that this is what we speak is right. It's not nothing that you can just haphazardly, as we would say, accept it. You've got to be positive, sure that it's right, because we do not know what kind of an end that we will come to. We don't. No. Now, the one reason that I'm a Calvinistic thinker of security, a believer, is because that I believe that when a man or woman is in their right mind, that is the time to accept the Lord Jesus and get it all settled then. Once and forever. Because when we come to the end of the road, we don't know just where and how we're going to be sick. We may be sick in our mind. Or if we have a stroke and then don't even think right. Huh? What if I have a brain aneurysm? What if we lay there as a vegetable? He said, "No, Brother Steve, I just don't believe God would do that to me and allow that." We don't know our end. That's the point. We think we're going to be all strong and mighty till the day I die. You don't know that. Something terrible could happen. Life is so fragile. And death is so positive. Unless you go in rapture. You see? There might be a fever that would really cook our brain. And we might say anything or do anything at the end of the road. We don't know. Ain't you seen that before? Ain't you seen people live long enough and get Alzheimer's? In their crack case? You think, my, how could anything ever happen like this, you know? You don't know what you're going to die of. You do not know. If you know, you prove it to me. You don't know. No way. But you see, if we have already anchored in Christ, no matter what sickness takes us, or what condition we are when we go, it's already settled. We are sealed into the day of our redemption. But now's the time to make sure. Not tomorrow. Today. Today is the day of salvation. Ephesians 4:30 says, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day, not of your death, but of your redemption." See, after death's done over, you're still sealed. Hallelujah. Now, we've had ministers in the past. God's the judge. But they've made their judgments that because somebody died of Alzheimer's or their mind was gone, they couldn't have been bride. They couldn't have been. What right does any man have to judge that? But almighty high preachers think they can judge that. But only God knows how we'll be taken. But if you receive Christ in your life before that happens, you're sealed into the day of your redemption. Regardless of what preachers say. Now, to give witness, there has been many things and many questions in people's mind. And there has been in mine when I stood a few weeks ago when my mother was still alive and could hear. I was on one side of the bed and my sister standing by me. And mother looks up and says, "My first," talking about Brother Branham, "and my last was Dolores, his sister," which was the last child. "I am her firstborn. Dolores is her last. There's 9 boys and a girl." And mother began to say that, "Bill, you have fed me." And because I guess being in the ministry, I was more than able to do it. "And have taken care of me. And Dolores, you have loved me and helped me do my housework and washing." And then said, "Bill, you led me to Christ. And have watched over me spiritually. And when I was wrong, you didn't hesitate to tell me that I was wrong, that I must make it right." I think of that. The last moments, his mother passing away. And got to the point before death, she couldn't even hear. Yeah. Her life was fading. There may be someone here. But your life will fade until you can no longer see, can no longer hear. You can no longer say something out of your mouth. You know, it gave me a little bit of a thought about this one time when I was put under to have a scope done on my stomach years ago. And they told me they'd put me out and they'd run the scope down on my stomach and check, see what was going on at that time, which God healed me of what it was. I had acid reflux and that valve in there wasn't closing all the way, and God healed me of that. I'd lay down at night and fluids come up my mouth, but God healed me of it. But anyhow, they put me under, but I wasn't clear under. They began to run that scope down my throat and I could feel it going right on down. Oh, it hurt. Terrible. And I remember in my thinking, and I could hear them talking. And they was talking just a bunch of silliness and act like a bunch of kids in there. And just cutting up and everything while they was running this thing down my throat. And I remember in my thinking, I was trying to even move my hands or raise my arms or something or speak, try to tell them, hey, this is hurting, I'm not clear out. I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't do anything. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't say anything. But oh God, wouldn't it be a terrible thing come down to the last moments in life? And in your thinking, you're thinking, oh, I want to make this right. I've got to do this. I've messed up. This is wrong. I want to be right with. And you couldn't do nothing. Wouldn't it be terrible?
Amen.
Yeah. Saints, I don't want that to happen to you. I don't want that to happen to you young people. I don't want it to happen to you older people. You've got to know today that you truly have salvation. That token is truly on display. Truly on display. And the literal life of Jesus Christ is living and expressing. That if there's maybe a little something in your heart this morning, just a little something pulling, there's a call for that deep. It's calling out. May knowing these things change your attitude. It's got to happen now. God, I need you now. May it help us just maybe filled with the Holy Ghost. Quit walking around thinking we got life by the tail and I'm in control and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. You'll not do nothing unless it's God's will. Little word, it may seem like a little word, but man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds in the mouth of God. Yes. Nothing must be missed. It's got to be right. God wants it right. You see? There's a other witness we could call on this morning. One of them, let's think of the tree. It's the fall of the year at that time it was when he preached this. And when the autumn time is here now, and we take a leaf, it's like a life. Type that leaf as a life, our life. And when the autumn time is here now, and we take a leaf, that's like life, and we are, he says, if we are born again, we are a leaf on the tree of life. And this tree that we see out here in the woods, the life finally leaves and pulls away from the leaf because the season is over for the leaf. And that life leaves the leaf. And the leaf will drop off when the life leaves it. We're all real sure of that, see? As we look at it from our very windows now, that as soon as the life leaves a leaf, the leaf will drop off, and that's the body that we bury. But the life that was in that leaf goes back where it come from, down through the tree to the root, and there it remains in the root of the tree until another season. For this season, the sun has rocked away, and the earth has rocked away from the sun, and it's the orbit of it goes around, and it's way away, and cold weather is headed for the earth, you see. Therefore, the root holds the life of that leaf until the earth rocks back around again, and then there is no way to ever hide that leaf from coming back again. It'll come back just as sure as the sun comes back. It'll come back, but it has to wait for another season before it comes back. And today, that gives us a great testimony as a witness of God's creation. Because that when we are in the season of mortal life, raising our children, marrying and bringing forth families, this is a life or the season of mortal life. But when we have been born of above, the body returns to the dust from where it come, and the spirit goes down to where it come from, or goes up rather, to where it come from, to the God who gave it. And there, he says, there will come another season. And that season that will come will be the immortal season. Okay? And when the Son of God rises with healing in his wings, it'll be totally impossible to hold those bodies in the ground any longer. They'll come forth in the brightness of the Son of God, and very nature itself testifies of that. So if we are a Christian and we are born of the Spirit, death can hold nothing but victory for us. Because this old corruptible body that Satan still has power over will drop into the dust of the earth. This is the wrong season now. This is mortal season, but immortal season is coming. Amen. When the immortal one comes, he will bring with him the immortal spirits that has returned to him from the earth, and they shall come forth again in the resurrection for the great millennium and shall shine in his glory. You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. So is this how we think? Are we thinking this flesh body? We got it made and we're going to live forever and I've got control of tomorrow. You have no control of tomorrow. None. In the ensign, he talks about the leaf again and he says, paragraph 166, our seasons denote that God is with us and God is here. He commanded nature. Now, if you have never received that life, if that little leaf would drop off tonight, this little leaf that you are here on earth, you know it would never raise again if you're not born again and haven't received the ensign in your heart, the evidence, the Holy Spirit. Not just imaginary. You can't imagine it. No. I spoke somewhere the other night and said, what if the disciples had waited 9 days and said, well, we accept it by faith? He's talking about in the upper room. What if they'd have waited 9 days and say, oh, okay, we're just going to accept it by faith. That we got the Holy Ghost. And then go on. He said they wouldn't have had it. They stayed there until they knew it was there. That's what you got to do. Stay there until you know that it's there. That something happened. Something that they could put their hands on and say, this is it. By God's grace, I can say, February 8th, 1981. That was it. Just like Noah could say, this is it. Just like Moses could say, with a stick in his hand, this is it. You see? How are you going to conquer, Moses? With this stick, I'll conquer. That's how I'll do it. Because he had an evidence. And by Jesus Christ, by the Holy Ghost, I have conquered because he conquered it for me. And my life is dead and hid in him and sealed by the Holy Ghost. Now think of those things with what I read. Okay? Invisible Union Bride of Christ, paragraph 29. In his prayer, he said, oh God, knowing and seeing how fragile we are. I don't think I probably didn't give you the years on the things, but this one's November 25th, 1965. Oh God, knowing, seeing how fragile we are, knowing that we're walking on the brittle threads of life. And you know every one of us are. Why is it so brittle? Why is it so fragile? Because these bodies are so fragile. Anything happen, any time. Yes. The heart can just be pumping. And then just. Just like that. That's simple. Yeah, that's simple. Yeah. You could be going down the road. And somebody not paying attention pull right up in front of you. Head on. Moments of time gone. Well, I believe the Lord's going to protect me and guide me. Absolutely. But you still don't know that day that's numbered. Yes. I don't care how many things you ask God to do to protect you. If that number is July 5th, 2019, it's done. Yeah. It's done. And he may have done it for a reason, if nothing else, to get somebody else where they need to be. God has a purpose for everything.
Amen.
Yeah. That's what we lose the thinking of. But the footsteps of the righteous are ordained of God. You see? All right, going on. Real quick, I'll try to close here real quickly. Flashing red light is a sign of his coming. June 23rd, 1963. He says, oh God, give me grace to never complain. Boy, we all hear that. Give us grace to never complain. And I want my life, Lord, I want my people's life. God grant that our life could be crowned. No matter if we suffer, whatever takes place, how many turns against me, I know this one thing in my life. As I get older, my friends, the stream behind me will soon be running out. Narrow and narrow as I go down the road, and I know one thing. It'll come to pass after a while that there'll be nobody come to me and ask me advice. The ones who know me in my younger days will be gone on. If I shall live and my friends will get fewer and fewer, the older I get now. How true that is. Yeah. I've seen over years of, in doing the business I've done, customers I had 40 years ago, the many, many of them has passed away. Granddaddy had passed away, and now the children are driving and got families, you know. But many, many of them have passed away and gone. And the older you get, it gets narrower and narrower.
Amen.
Your friends, family, yeah.
Amen.
And I know that someday I've got to die. Sometimes people don't understand why God took the prophet like they did. God had a purpose in it, you see. I hope that God never lets Satan crown me as an old, crabbed, indifferent man. Are any of you old people getting that attitude? Crabbed? Indifferent? You getting that attitude? Don't let Satan crown you like that. No. And my wife, an old nagging woman. Are you getting older and just becoming nagging? Being happy about nothing? You always got to complain. Ain't nothing satisfies you. Is that what you're going to be crowned with? While you're still in your right mind? Or your wife, or you that way. I pray, brother, that our lives will be crowned with the fruits of the Spirit. With love. Talked about Thursday night. Joy. Long-suffering, we talked about. Gentleness, patience, truth, faith in the Holy Spirit. Don't forget, your last day may be today. What are you today? Huh? Are you crabbed and indifferent? Because people always had to hear you complaining. People always have to hear you not saying nice things about people? Are they able to hear you always say nice something about your brother and sister? Are they able to see that joy in your heart, your life, that faith, patience, love, long-suffering? Are they able to see that before you go? Remember, after you go tomorrow, if your life is taken, you can't change it then. It has to be changed today, right now. As my life thins out, you know, about 35 years ago, I stood in this pulpit, a little boy. Tonight, I'm an old gray-haired man, bald-headed, stooping shoulders. I'm broke down. My life is running out. And the threads are getting brittle that I'm walking on. It's like a vapor. That thing even quit. It's a vapor. It quit. I know it had more water in there. Maybe it was on the timer. Yeah, I guess it had a little water in it, but it quit. It's just like you're going to. One of these days you're going to quit. Your life will be gone. And this church, if the Lord tells it, will go on. But what testimony did you leave when you left this life? As I move down the stream, my friends get fewer. And after a while, it'll come to a place maybe I won't enjoy the songs like I used to. older folks don't enjoy the songs anymore. And maybe my grandchildren, the children will have to say, don't make Grandpa nervous. It may come to that if I live. Then I'll come on down till I can't get up out of my chair. Won't you sisters come in, please? Then one morning the fog will come in the room and I'll motion across the border to death to come and get me. He can only take me by the hand and lead me across to my master. He is not my slave driver. I'm not his slave. He is my slave. Christ conquered death for me. He conquered it for you. And only one thing he can do is pull me in the presence of my Maker when this earthly tabernacle be dissolved. Amen. In closing, I'll read maybe, I got more here, but I'll try to cut it down here just a little bit. He says here, doors in door, forgive us of our shortcomings. Let us know that our days are few here on earth, and what we have, may we spend them to thy honor and thy glory. Amen. You want that in your life? Yes. Amen. Trust our thinking will be like that, you see. And we read this one, 2 Timothy 4, in closing now. 2 Timothy 4, 6 to 8 verse. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. Are we able to say that? That we really, honestly fought a good fight? I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Can we say that? We've kept it. We had some kind of an attitude or an idea, creed to it. But have we kept the faith? Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, thank God he's the judge.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. May God's word bless your heart. Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen. He's so worthy to be praised and honored. Let us all stand. Amen. There's a little song we've sang. I believe it's in the song books. I'm willing, Lord, to go. I'm willing, Lord, to stay. What's the title of that? Is that the title? Do anybody know what page it is? Or let's see here. Willing Lord. Let's see. 77? Thank you, sister. Oh, capstone. 77 in the capstone. That's the one here with the pretty paint on it there. 77. I'm willing, Lord, to go. Amen. Are you willing to give your heart today if you haven't yet? Amen. I trust you will. God gave his Son for me upon Mount Calvary. He shed his precious blood to save my soul, and I never could repay the sacrifice he made. So with my life I'll pay the debt I owe. I am willing, Lord, to go. I'm willing, Lord, to stay. I'm ready, Lord, to do thy perfect will. And if valleys I must trod, to do thy will, O God. Then I'll walk then, Lord, or climb the highest hill. I hear the Master say, lift up your eyes today. It's time to reap the golden harvest grain. Oh, hallelujah. And there's work for you, every one of you. My strength I'll give to you. Oh, think about it. I've never heard my truth. I am willing, Lord, to go. I'm willing, Lord, to stay. I'm ready, Lord, to do thy I must try. Come on up, Brother Timothy. I would do thy will, O God. Then I'll walk, then, Lord, or climb.
Truly be our desire. Lord, I'm willing. Amen. Oh, what a wonderful thought, saints. As he's saying, we don't know the day or the time, but as long as you know that your name is written on that Lamb's Book of Life, it's just a dropping of a robe. And what a day it'll be. Amen. Whether it be the rapture or whether we have to go by the way of the grave. Oh, we're looking for our home. Amen. But we must make sure we know where we're standing, that we're ready for whatever he's got for us. Amen. You know, I often think of that when you look and you see older men, you see them in wheelchairs, and even sometimes young men that are really twisted or something's happened to them. And you just stop and think that once they were healthy and young and strong, and how that can happen to any of us at a drop of a hat, as our brother has showed us this morning. Through the word. But with the joy that we have in our heart as we're healthy, if we were to be twisted and placed into a wheelchair, would we still have that joy? Would we still have that peace? If God's on the throne of our heart, it would still be there shining forth. And may we truly cry out, Lord, let us make sure that no matter what comes, what goes, we know exactly where we're standing with you, Lord. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we are thankful for the service this morning, Lord, and your precious word. And Lord, the scriptures that were read and the quotes, Lord, you left that here for a reason, Lord. To every time there is a season. And Lord, the word of God knows, you know, Lord, when we need what we need and what it's needed for. And Lord, help each one of us as we sang the little song, I'm willing. Lord, may we truly be a willing vessel yielded to you, Lord, that whatever you saw for me to be my lot, Lord, that, Lord, I would humbly say, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. Oh, Lord, may we truly be a Christian in the every sense, Lord. May the word of God truly be able to live out through us in every circumstance. and not just be a people, Lord, that's following a message, or just a people, Lord, that claim to be a Christian. But Lord, may our testimonies of the lives that's manifested through us be a true representation of Jesus Christ in this last day. Lord, we ask it to your glory and to your honor. Thank you, Lord, for the health and strength for each one that was able to be here today. And Lord, those that may have had to miss, whatever the need may be, touch them. Lord, if it be a touch for the body, we ask you to touch them. Those that are traveling, Lord, be with them. Keep them safe upon the highways. And Lord, bring us back if you should tarry at the next appointed time. We'll never fail to give you all the glory and the honor that's due you in the lovely, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus, One Day at a Time. Amen. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Your yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. So go for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. You're dismissed.